This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Keith Richards, I just told you about the Stones. Well, you remember the album Some Girls, which is, I remember that album. I bought it in New Jersey. I was staying with my cousins in Passaic, New Jersey, and I was there for the summer. I would go every summer in the middle 70s then, back up there, and I did it like 4 years in a row. So one of those summers, which was the 78 album, so it was the summer of 78, I remember I was there 4 summers in a row. I think the summer before was the Son of Sam summer. That he was in his killing spree, if I remember correctly. I remember my mom would call up every night, is everything all right?
The Summer of Sam?
Yeah.
You know what? That's 77, the World Series.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they talk about, actually, during the broadcast, they mention, hey, they caught the Son of Sam.
Yeah. I was, so
there
I,
was, there
I,
was
I,
also the blackout in New York that
yes,
summer.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Big bunch of stories there.
So Some Girls, it was an enormous album for the Stones, obviously. And so a guitar used by Keith Richards during the recording of that album and the tour, Some Girls, will be auctioned off in Los Angeles on September 24th. The bidding is starting at $1.2 million. Okay? Nate Sanders Auctions will host the event for the guitar, which is signed and inscribed to Doc Love and Prescriptions, Keith Richards. The guitar was custom made for Richards by his go-to luthier, Ted Newman, whose mother of pearl inset on the back of the guitar read N77, indicating the year it was made shortly before the recording sessions for Some Girls in October of 77. Richard is photographed holding the guitar and the Rolling Stones gear, all the Stones instruments from the stage to studio by Andy Babiuk and Greg Prevost, and the guitar is further accompanied by a letter of authenticity who writes at length about it, giving the history of the guitar. All right? The letter reads in part, the instrument was a guitar that Newman built for Keith, copying the style of a Fender Telecaster body and using an actual Fender Telecaster rosewood model neck. Keith used the guitar as a Newman original built in for the Rolling Stones Some Girls recording video and on the 78 Some Girls tour. And that's the album that has Miss You, Respectable, Some Girls, Shattered, Beast of Burden. It's a great album. It's a great album. I remember that summer, it might have been another summer. It might not have been the same summer that I bought Peter Frampton. Peter Frampton Live. Can you look it up? What year was Peter Frampton Live? Because that was another one that I bought there also in Jersey. Because there was a record store about a mile away. My cousins live by Lincoln Number 4, if any of you know where that's at in Passaic. And so they were right off of Broadway was their street. And about a mile down, I'm going off memory from the 70s, but about a mile down there was this stretch where there were some stores and there was a record store there. Couldn't tell you the name, couldn't tell you anything, but I remember that I would have my cousin take me to that record store like once a week just so I could like fiddle through all the records and I would end up buying one. And I believe... What year was Frampton's Live?
It was released January 6th, 1976.
So during that, I that's why I didn't think it was the same summer. But I remember, obviously, 2 summers before that, I bought the Peter Frampton one also there. I remember that because I bought several albums because every time I would come home after the summer, I would come home with a couple of albums every single time. And I remember Some Girls and Frampton Comes Alive were 2 albums that I bought up there back in the day. So there's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And no, I don't have the money to – not that I would even bid on Keith Richards' guitar. I mean, Although I will say this, if you do win that guitar, by simply holding Keith Richards' guitar, do you get high? Something to contemplate.
No, but you might talk like Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
Do you know that that's where Johnny Depp got doing Richards?
No, I didn't know that.
That's where he got the idea, the way he talked and the all that. It's Keith Richards.